In a world where everyone has a camera, there's only one place they should be. PhotoFactsPodcast.com.
And here's two guys talking photography, Robert and Jim.
Well, hello, Jim. Welcome to the podcast.
Happy holiday.
Oh, yes. If you guys cannot figure out what holiday is about to happen, it is Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Jim. And a happy new year.
We only have 2 days. Will be Christmas Eve. Three days to the day.
Yes, we're recording this on December 22nd, Sunday night. It'll be going out live tonight, so most of you guys will listen to it tomorrow. And we're recording in my home office today. Yeah. So if you happen to hear any background noise, it is probably Lilybell snoring.
And the lights are low.
Oh, yes, the lights are low. We should let the listeners listen to Lilybell if I get the microphone over here.
That's right beside her too.
I know, I can see right in her face. Well, that would be Lilybell.
That would sleeping. Be Lilybell sleeping. All right, so talk about the new year and Christmas is upon us. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me say,
go ahead.
Terry Trawick, who's Robert's wife, if you don't know, she made the best, greatest, awesome
salmon
dinner tonight.
Oh my god,
salmon, dude. Stuffed mushrooms, and
asparagus, and it was like a cheese and broccoli
casserole, or whatever. Oh my god.
So, you know, this is now the second time in 2 weeks that Jim has come over for dinner.
Yeah.
And we have gotten a lot accomplished face-to-face. This is our networking time.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make this a regular thing. And, of course, here's the cool thing about this. Terry tells me that she listens to the podcast, but she really doesn't.
Why is that?
Because I'll try and trick her, and I'll ask her stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, did you hear that big fart that Jim let off on the podcast? I was going to take it out, but we thought and left it in. And she's like, oh, yeah, that was so funny. And I'm like,
It's never happened. That's funny.
But so, yeah, she doesn't listen. So we can say anything we want, and she doesn't listen. I don't even know how many of our friends actually listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Well. We have some regulars.
We do have some regulars, but you know, if you look at your friend circle, like your closest 25, I wonder if my closest 25 actually listen to the podcast.
I would say no. Me too.
Oh yeah,
my family doesn't even listen to the podcast.
I know.
Which I get it. None of them are photographers. None of them care about that. You know, but I'll say stuff, and they're like, "What's that?" You know. Can you at least go look at the website? I mean,
yeah, at least go look at the website.
Go check it out and listen. See how stupid we are and how crazy we are.
Oh, and how much fun we have.
That's right. Yeah.
So speaking of fun, and Christmas is around the corner, so let's talk quickly about Christmas. If you have a photographer in your life, well, what would be like some quick last minute gifts? I mean, what would you like to get?
I actually just thought of this just as you were saying. I need memory cards. I always need memory cards. I mean, I've got plenty. Sometimes I don't. I feel like I have plenty. But that would be cool. Some 64 giggers.
64 giggers?
Yeah.
That sounds so dirty.
4 giggers.
4 giggers.
Oh, you know what? I'm just off topic here. I listened to our previous episode that we did when we talked about the weather app. And
oh, yes.
I was just and the F cracking word. Up. Yeah. And the one about the Trumple foreskin. Rumple foreskin, that's what it was.
Rumple foreskin.
I mean, I just was cracking up. I don't even know what that is, but anyway. So.
Well, you about to.
No. Oh, God. I'm talking about the rumple part. Oh, I wouldn't know, Robert. I'm just saying.
Why don't you ask Santa Claus next time you sit on his lap?
Hey, what's rumple foreskin? It reminds me of Rumpelstiltskin. Is what it reminds
God,
me.
Oh, God. That was... Wow. Okay, that was just delightful right there. Okay, so memory cards.
Memory cards, yeah.
I think memory cards is probably a great... I mean, it'd be like giving a photographer film.
But you have to specify which ones you want. Don't just go buy me a Walmart 64 gig memory card.
Because?
Because I would imagine they suck. SanDisk has always been great cards. If it's an off-brand, it's you're taking a risk. I think you're taking a risk anyway.
You know, talking about that, we've discussed this before about the SanDisk cards,
right? But if you go to a worse brand or whatever, you won't know until it's too late. So, I mean, not to say I have never had a card fail on me, but the I think I've had one fail just. No. It did not electronically fail. It failed because they're so delicate. The little pins. If you lose one pin, it doesn't register.
Right. So you had like physical damage.
For the first time, I've since then, just in the last few days, changed how I insert the cards into my pouch. You know, into my what do you call it? The
memory card.
Memory card
wallet?
Pouch. Yeah, uh-huh. Wallet. Yeah. For the first time, I broke off the pin on the left, one of the sides, the very end of the card. Never have done that before, and the card would not even work.
Wow.
You know, because it's thin, almost as thin as the ones in the middle.
Right, in the middle.
Yeah, so it just ching, took it right off. Because when I put them in, the pouch has to be kind of, you have to kind of open a little and you slide it in there.
Right.
But now I've put the other end in instead of the...
The solid end, not the pin. Yes. So you put a pin up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, pin up and whatever. Thanks to Nathan, he told me years ago to put your cards that are already used that you need, you know, to turn them face labeled down instead of...
Right, right. So it does, if so you can't tell, see the label, it's already been used.
It's already been used, and that's what I do. Those are the ones I need to bring into the house and copy.
Yeah, I do very similar stuff. So a card that's good is label out and pin down.
Oh, really?
And then as I use them, I flip
them. Oh, you mean
them,
to be able to use.
Right, to gotcha, be able to use. Gotcha. It's free, ready to go.
Right.
And then if it's label away from me where I can't see the label and the pin's down, that means it's used and I haven't imported it yet.
Mm.
And then if it's label out, no, label in, and the card is and the pins are up.
Then where that, you can't see them.
Then that means... Format before next job.
Wow.
So that, I mean, talking about in the wedding thing. So I don't format my cards. I don't format my cards until I run out of cards in my wallet because I'm constantly cycling through. Or I'm getting ready to shoot like an event. If I'm getting ready to shoot an event or a wedding, I will forget to format when I change cards. So I just sit there before the event and format them all.
Yeah, we went kind of off tangent, but I wanted to say I have been in a situation where I wish I had more cards because I did a 4-day event in Ohio.
And I remember that.
Yeah, and I went and bought four cheap hard drives, you know, Western Digital hard drives in the Best Buy
as a backup.
Yeah, and did I was that. That might have been here because I drove. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I wasn't. I'm sorry. I'm crazy here.
I think that's. Yeah.
But yeah, I bought hard drives so that I could, because I was going to run out of cards. I didn't want to format them.
Correct.
Know?
Yes.
And I didn't want to, you know, keep. I mean, if I got full, I couldn't use them anymore. So I went and got hard drives so I could back them up and then format. I really didn't want to format them, but I bought four drives so that I would have four copies.
Multiple copies.
Yeah. And that was a 4-day event out of town. Well, I say it was out of town. I was here, but I was in a hotel. I wasn't going home, and I needed to have everything there.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't want anything to fail, so anyway.
So 4 days, how many cards did you use? I mean,
I don't remember.
Do you remember it was like a lot?
Actually, you know, I'm trying to remember because I don't remember. I didn't have a rental car, and I didn't ask an Uber to go take me anywhere because I remember going to Best Buy. It must have been here, yeah. So I drove to, and it was at like it was almost closed kind of thing, you know. It was at night, and so I was trying to go. Man, I'm sorry. My mind's crazy.
Oh, no. I get it.
My head's a little droopy today. Plus,
Yeah. His head is really not in the right place right
now.
No,
it's not.
You use a lot of cards.
Yes, I use a lot of cards.
I vote for the whole card thing, really, because, I don't shoot video primarily, but I have shot video recently for Jamie Cobb at a wedding event.
Uh-huh.
She was actually Canon came out to interview her.
Yes.
For her use of Canon cameras inside of the photo booths that she used with darkroom software.
Right.
And so I did some shoots of her at a wedding and an event. And wow, 4K eats up fast.
It sure does. That's why I use a 128 for video.
Yeah, I have. I think I have like 4 64 gigs and like 4 32 gigs, maybe 5. No, Lily Bell is just tearing up. This is a real snooze fest.
She is snoring.
She's tearing it up. And I used up every single card. Like, in fact, at the end of the night, I was.
And you were just shooting video?
I was just shooting video. Oh.
So you were the videographer for the wedding?
Yeah, it was more for her, like her behind the scenes working the photo booth.
Right.
Her shooting the event. No, I don't have a Ronin.
Oh, you just handheld it?
Let me tell you how bad my handheld was.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what the video looks like. Jamie says it looks good, but I know that it wants to be kind to me. I actually mounted my X-T3. I'm shooting 4K, 60 frames a second, and I have it on the end of a light stand. And I am actually hovering above the crowd dancing. And
well, that's not as bad, though.
Probably not.
Because it's on a long pole. No, seriously.
It's very flexible at the end.
I wouldn't say that. It depends. Oh, okay, wait. So anyway, I just picture, since it's in your camera's in your hand, there's a lot more movement there. But whenever you put it on the end of a pole, it doesn't move that much.
Oh, we're going to hell. The inappropriate Christmas edition.
Good grief.
So let's keep on to the last minute gift for the photographer in your house.
True. Let's change the let's go back on. Let's get on track.
Let's get on track here.
Woo.
Oh my God.
So I said memory cards.
Memory cards I think are great. I know that in the past people have done it, but what about a cleaning kit?
Oh, good grief.
Oh, my God. Do you remember those Kodak tissue papers that you'd fold up and wet and you'd like...
What do you mean, when you roll a joint?
No, okay. The tissue paper, not zigzag paper. Oh, man.
Tissue paper from Kodak did what?
That was a lens cleaner paper.
Oh, yes, I remember
that. You put like two little drops of fluid on it and kind of rub it on your lens. So don't buy them a cleaning kit. I think they're good. I think a Bluetooth speaker. Ooh, a lens cloth.
Hey. I love having lens cloths all the time because I wear glasses.
Yes, so. But a big lens cloth.
Yes, yeah, and the Rode ones are perfect.
Yes.
Because
the Rode ones are like 6 inches?
Six, yeah.
They're like a 6-inch square.
Yeah, I like 7. Oh, God. No, 6. Yeah, there's 6. Hi, welcome. Square.
You're our new caller on the PhotoFacts podcast. What's your Tinder ID?
Joe Jackson.
I like long walks on the beach and pretty sunsets. I can photograph with my Kodachrome film.
I was just thinking about a Voxer that I did.
No one is going to listen to this episode. We're like 14 minutes into nothing.
There was a Voxer that Annette sent.
Yeah,
Annette. And I responded to. Remember that? And I was.
Oh,
we
yes.
can't go there.
No,
tonight,
no, we can't go there. Yeah. That was really funny.
I was going to, but I.
That was like two. That was like 2.5 minutes of.
No.
Voice impersonations by Jim. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was really good.
So, what else?
I was thinking of a Bluetooth speaker.
Like a small one. For what? What would it be for?
Well, I've been using that now for the last, like, maybe 2 months.
Where?
On photo shoots.
Yes, yeah.
So, I do it on a photo shoot. And so, the problem, I think one of the problems I have is I get wrapped up in trying to find that absolutely great perfect playlist. Shot.
Oh.
No, I'm serious. Like the perfect shot? Like the perfect shot. Like you'll get them in one position, and honestly, if they move their head a quarter inch to the left, it's not going to make the photo that much better.
Are we still talking about Bluetooth?
Yeah. Just follow me on this, right? Okay. But a lot of times I will get stuck in that because the light is good, the expression is awesome, and I can't seem to get enough shots of this one setup, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, just turn your head a little bit to the left. Okay, tilt your head a little bit more to your right. Oh, that's it. Bring your nose a little bit this way. And I've already taken like 30 or 40 shots. And out of all those 30, 40 shots, I'm going to select maybe two.
Right.
Maybe. So what I've been doing is I'll just run like a either Pandora or Amazon Prime Music. And then I kind of train myself to change up the pose completely or move to another location like every song. Mm-hmm. Song's like 3 minutes or something. So if you get into a position and you're like, okay, put your hand here, do this.
Right, if I
hear the song change, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a reminder. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Like, move on, Robert. Get to the next thing. That's a great tip
for one of your classes. That's pretty cool to time yourself.
Yeah,
but what if it's Led Zeppelin, like Stairway to Heaven or something?
It's going to be a long-ass shoot, dude.
Never mind. All right. So I had another thing I was going to say.
So I was thinking like a small, not a big one. Remember the Wonder Booms?
Oh, the Wonder Booms. I've got two of them. Then they link together.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I have a Wonder Boom I got on Refurbish for like $30.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a refurbished model.
On Amazon?
Yeah. I had them in my cart forever.
I got one of the cases. It's a really cool case.
Have you seen that? No, I haven't seen that.
It's cloth, but it has cloth on it, but it's a great little... I can't remember what kind of material. It's got kind of foam inside of it or something.
Right. But it's to protect the Wonder Boom.
It's built for that. But those things are the bomb. I may get one.
But yeah, I'll just clip it to the...
No. I'm saying the speakers alone are the bomb. They are, dude.
They're really, really
good. Especially
when
you link two together and you can... It's like stereo and you're, you know... Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at you. I went off on a sidetrack. I thought if I had two, like I don't know why I was thinking about this. I thought if I put it on my camera and then one I'm using by the model and I can't hear the other speaker, maybe someone walked off my equipment.
Put the speaker on your camera?
No, all in my camera bag.
Oh, you said on your camera. I'm like, what do you put on the hot shoe? Yeah.
So, you know, you're going around and stuff, and mm-hmm. you kind of like set your stuff down. Sure. And you kind of move to the next one, and you think, oh, my God, dude, my bag's like, 40 feet away.
Right, I've done that.
Somebody could have walked away mm-hmm. and took that. I did a proposal Saturday night, and, dude, it was dark, and there was a lot of people at the Myriad Gardens. And I was really afraid to leave my black rolling hard case.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'd just be so easy for someone to pick up and take off with.
That's where you know just a shoulder bag, have it on you.
Yeah, because I only use like three prime lenses.
Yeah, that's the ideal thing.
That would have been.
I really don't like anything on my neck, on my shoulder when I'm shooting at all. But it's cumbersome. But in that particular case, it depends on how much stuff you have, though. I mean.
It is. I mean, if you just have a couple of things you're taking with it, a little shoulder bag's fine. But that would be a good gift as well.
You know what would be another good gift for from your best friend? You know, like if they live in the same town.
Yes.
You know, a tech bag.
A tech bag. Oh, yeah.
No, the Peak Design, I just thought about that.
Peak Design Robert tech got bag.
A, sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They have green and black.
Yeah, we really...
Or sage.
Yeah, so if there's any chance that anybody from Peak Design actually tunes into this episode, highly doubt it. We really, really would like to have the gray model.
Yeah, a gray model. Yeah,
for the tech bag. That would be. I'm not sure if that's the exact name for that or not. I think it is.
What, sage?
No, tech bag.
Oh, Okay. I think it is.
I think it might be tech bag. So that would be a good one. Another one would be like a strap or some kind of holding system. Like spider holster.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I think holster would be really good.
Spider holster is a pretty pricey gift. I mean, if you're gonna I guess $250 just for one holster.
Well, I mean,
because you get the holster, the pad that goes on, and the belt.
Right. And the clip that has it going on the camera.
Yes.
That's the pretty expensive part too.
Yes.
I mean, does a last minute gift have to be cheap?
No, it sure doesn't.
So I guess a lens, like you get your favorite photographer a lens.
If you're like Robert Trawick, that guy, you know, he could go out and gift several people that gift.
A lens?
No, well, that too, yeah. No, he's making so much money that he needs to, he could easily, you know, last minute $250 gift.
I'll just drop that in the mail. Yeah. I'll drop it in your stocking. With a salmon. Are you looking that up on the Peak Design?
I'm looking up the tech bag, and that's not what it's called.
I didn't think it was.
I mean, I didn't find it, but it didn't.
If it didn't come up.
I'm looking at Peak Design. It is
Peak Design. Peak Design.
Oh, okay. Bags. So go ahead, Robert.
Okay, so yeah, spider holster would be good. You know, if you're a photographer like straps, there's lots of great straps you can pick up. Those are pretty inexpensive, and you can pick those up at your local camera store. Just basically walk in and walk out and be done. What else would be a good gift for a photographer? I don't think anybody's given photography vest.
Here's what I would say to not get them.
Okay. Yes.
Unless you know exactly specifics, model number, not serial number, but if you know specific model numbers, unless you know that, don't buy them any gear like camera equipment.
Like specific.
Specific, like a lens or an attachment, you know, like whether it's a flash trigger or something like that.
Right.
Like,
don't go buy them a Sigma lens that you think they have Canon, but they're shooting Nikon.
Yes. Or if you don't know for a fact that he or she needs that focal length, you might either find out, or if you don't know, don't buy it because you know he may not want a 14 millimeter prime or a 56. Now, if you bought him a 56 1.2 for Fuji, that would be beautiful.
Pretty kick ass.
But
yes.
You know,
dude, is your microphone drooping? I mean,
I think so.
I don't know if it can get tighter or not.
Oh, it can't get tighter?
I'm going to tighten it with a screwdriver.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's just, I keep looking at you and the microphone just keeps like pointing down.
Yeah.
It's kind of hanging down, Jim.
It kind of happens sometimes.
It does happen. Okay, so you know what? I think we've given them enough little stocking stuffers for them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What would you want for Christmas?
Me?
Yes. Let's just go, you know, hog wild, but within reason. But, you know, if you had to tell people out there like, hey, this is what I would really like for Christmas. And I'm going to talk about something photographic.
Well, I know that's what I was just going to ask you. Is this a photographic thing?
I mean, I don't think it has to be.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I might want a new pair of underwear or something, but I don't want to say that.
Wow, you're really cheap. I don't know. Those Saks underwear are pretty pricey.
Yeah, $30. Anyway, I would say.
I'm trying to think.
What do I want for Christmas as a photographer?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You know, like you made a comment, like, you know, hey.
We have so much stuff. I don't know.
Well, I know. But what do you think would be that one thing that, you know, I don't know, $1,000, $1,500 item, like one big ticket.
Ooh, big ticket item.
You know, because we're not kids anymore, so we don't get to wake up in the morning time and rush the tree and go, oh, my God, I got that Rock'em Sock'em robot set.
Oh,
that
I love that thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so we're going to have to wind up buying it for ourselves.
True, true.
But, you know, if we had that extra cash for the holidays, what would be that one thing that, you know, Jim Felder would just have to have? Because I'm not entirely sure. I would like, I keep leaning towards another lens for my Fuji. I have a wide focal length covered, but I think I'd like to have another prime lens. And
you've got the Trio, don't you?
I do, but not like the perfect trailer. Oh, so I don't have all the F2s.
Oh, okay.
But I do have the 10 to 24. I have the 23, the 35, the 56, the 16 to 55, and the 50 to 140. So, I mean, I have everything covered.
That's pretty much what I have, except for the 23 and the 35. I don't have those.
Man, I love those lenses. Matter of fact, I'm the last couple of sessions that I've shot, I've been more actively using those. And, excuse me, dinner's starting trying to come back up here. Just pull on one of them, Jim. Oh, there she goes. She's going back out. That would be Scarlett. She's confused. She does not like the door closed for some reason in the office. If a door's closed, she has to go to it and like, what's on the other side? And then you open it, and she's like, yeah, okay, I don't need that. So couple of times I've used the primes, and they're very, because I'll grab the camera, and I'm still using a strap right now. I have the spider. Did I say strap on?
I'm sorry. That just hit my funny bone.
So I'm still using.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh.
Make sure you mark explicit on this one.
Yeah. I just do it normally just to be safe.
Yeah.
And I'm going to transition to that again, but the Fuji cameras are just so light, dude.
I'm sorry. I was trying to hold it back, and I couldn't. I'm sorry. I keep thinking.
It's so hard because we're kind of like in the dark by the light of the computer. Yeah,
so,
and Jen looks like Sean Connery getting ready to pass gas. Oh, God.
What did you say about you?
I want to.
I can't say it.
Oh, my God. Maybe we shouldn't.
I can't say it. So what did you say about using a strap? And I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, man.
My stomach hurts.
You throw up in my office. Oh, God.
Hey, don't let me. Let's not do the E-pin before the podcast.
Oh, dude, that's horrible. Oh, okay. So,
oh, goodness. Okay.
So, I think if I had to get myself a Christmas present, it'd be the 14 millimeter
prime.
Yeah,
the 2.8 or the.
I think it's the 2.8. I don't think
I have that one. I just got it.
I thought
remember?
You got the 16.
No, the 14.
Ooh, how do you like it?
I love it for video. I haven't shot a ton. I think it would be great to do some landscape with it, you know?
Because I think that would be great to have the 14, the 23, the 35, and the 50.
Yeah.
Those four lenses, they're really small and compact.
But the 23, what is that, a 50?
No, the 23 is a 35.
It's a 35. And then the 35 is a 50.
And 35 is a 50.
Okay.
And the 50 is an 85.
Because I was going to say, how much difference is there between the 23 and the 35?
Because the 14 is like a 19 millimeter. No, yeah. 21
okay,
millimeter.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So you'd have a 21, in full frame talk, you'd have a 21, a 35, a 50, and an 85. But literally so small that they'll fit in that tech pouch. And oh, God,
tech pouch, you are obsessed.
Tech pouch. I love that tech pouch. I'm gonna buy me
lenses,
another one.
Though. And that thing, there's the pouches are the little slots are so thin or narrow.
Well, you see the ones where it's not completely open, they'll just drop right in there, and you can put it on a strap.
Oh, because you it's can put kind a strap of on spandex it. Kind of. Don't go there. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. So, anyway, have you had a chance to think about yours now? What would you
no,
want for Christmas?
I was thinking about straps. What would I? What would I want for Christmas? Well, it would probably be... Oh, I think I thought of it, but it's kind of stupid. But, you know, a life supply of SanDisks. No.
Well, you know that
the a bunch of them, you know? I mean, of course, it'd be kind of a pricey thing, but you said $1,500.
Go ahead. What?
You know, the SanDisks, you know, like a whole bunch of them just for...
$1,500 worth of SanDisk cards?
No. That, I'd want that. And
how much would you get? How many cards could you get? Because they're like $20 a pop.
Like not the 64s. I'd probably want 20.
The 64s are $20.
Really?
Yeah. I just bought some on Amazon.
Wow.
No. I'm sorry. I got it from... No, it was from Amazon. No, it was not from Amazon. It was at Best Buy. They had them on sale.
Huh. Well, anyway. That and... Gosh, I don't know. I'm trying to think what I would want. I mean, for... Because I'm... It's based on what I have... As far as lenses,
okay.
I don't know. 23 F2.
23 F2 is a good choice. I gotta blow my nose.
Okay. I don't know. It's just. I don't know. I don't know what I'd want.
Well, I think a 23 is a good choice. It's my hands down favorite lens.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's mounted on my X-Pro2 right now, that side bag.
You know, speaking of a 35, I still have, I don't know why it's on my desk, but I still have the really old 30, the old Nikon 35 you gave me.
Oh, dude, yeah, you got to hang on to that.
Yeah.
I held on to mine as well.
Yeah.
So, but just get the Nikon adapter for it. Yeah. Ooh, hang on.
Ooh.
Yeah, guess what? That just reminded me of today.
What?
So, Kimberly from Tulsa came down Saturday and brought a, she had a Tamron, I think it was a 90 millimeter 1:1. Excuse me.
1.1?
Yeah, 1:1 macro.
Oh, right.
Okay. That she had rented from Bedford's in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And so she brought that and we were playing around with the lens, you know, just shooting some macro work.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry's like, oh, my God, I love macro. And I've been with her for, like, over 10 years. I, like, had no idea.
I should add her to that macro group that Annette added me to.
Oh, yeah, please do. Okay, so that was Saturday. Went out and did two shoots Saturday afternoon. Got home. I edited. She wasn't feeling good. She went to bed. And on Sunday mornings, we get up and I do my reading. So I'm sitting there having coffee, doing my reading. She gets up out of bed, comes in the living room, and goes... Hey, I just read about these reversal rings for macro. I want one.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I can hop on and go order you one real quick. So, and this is kind of surprised me.
I think this is going somewhere other than
no, that's about where it's Terry. Going. Well, it's about Terry. It's more about macro.
Right. But yeah.
So, anyway. Did you know, because I did not know this, so don't get rid of that 35.
Okay.
You know, you can mount two lenses together.
Really? Using a
double-threaded ring.
Yeah, so you'd have one that's on the camera and one that's backwards.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you get extreme micro photography, okay? So it's like beyond 1:1. But you can also do the reversal ring. And it's a Fuji mount, and then you just have a thread ring in the front, 58 millimeter, 52 millimeter,
or whatever.
Screws in. So the lens that you're mounting to it doesn't make a difference.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be a Nikon. It doesn't have to be a Fuji. Just whatever screw into it.
Mm-hmm.
And those older Nikon lenses, it has the aperture on the lens.
Right.
It's not electronically controlled, so you can actually make it go wide open. Where, you know, a lot of those other cameras with the electronic control... You have no way of setting the f-stop in the front.
Right. Okay. So with the... Okay, wait a second. So the Nikon would be... Let's, for example, I'm using the 14 right. on my Fuji, for example. I'm mounted. Or whatever it is.
Like
I'm
mounted. Mount the 14 I'm already on mounted. There.
Then I put a reversal ring.
And then you screw the Nikon in front. And the Nikon now, basically...
Is it the reversal? Or
yeah,
or
it's a reversal ring. So it screws into the... Oh, you'd have to have a...
What is it called? A coupler or a...
I think it's just a double threaded.
So it's threads adapter. On both sides in a slot or a layer in the middle.
A layer in the middle.
Right.
And you screw those things on.
Sure. So then if I'm adjusting the aperture there, what will the other
you just want to open it up all the way.
Right, right. That's what I was going to say. You'd have your aperture that's mounted up all the way.
Correct.
So that you have the best the light and field. then you can adjust it even more up there.
Well, you
really?
You could.
That's what I'm asking. I mean,
I think it's just meant for you to keep it wide open. Because if you have a lens that's electronically controlled,
mm-hmm. sure. And you but take I'm saying it off, the Nikon that's mounted on there, how's that gonna? It's just is it gonna affect it because it's got the old iris in there.
I don't know.
No, not the old, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Well, it has the aperture
actually in there, so it's gonna.
I don't
stop
know,
it Jim. Down. So where were you going with that, though? I mean,
well, I was going with that is that they were talking on this one video she was listening to. That if you use the reversal rings with a wider angle lens, you'll get higher magnification because you can physically get closer to the object. And you may only be like an inch away from a fly, but you'll be like focused in on his eyeball.
Okay, now wait a second. I've used the reversal ring, haven't I?
I don't know.
I know I have.
I don't know.
But I'm trying to remember what I put on my camera, what I was mounted to. It wasn't another lens, was it? Or was it?
Well, no, because they have two kinds. So you have the reversal adapter. So it's basically meant for you to flip the lens around.
Right. But what am I mounted to on the camera?
You mount right to the camera, right to the flange of the
camera. The reversal ring is.
Right, the reversal ring is.
So you buy a specific mount.
For a thread.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I even have.
So anyway, we're going to try it and see how that works.
That's cool.
And it's like $10. So it's like easy breezy cover girl.
Okay, we'll keep talking.
Okay, well, why? You playing on the internet?
Well, I'm trying to find Terry on this macro thing.
Oh. Do you want to tell the people about that macro group you're in?
Yes, it is called We Macro, all one word. We Macro Users Focus Stacking. I can put a link on Facebook. I'll share it on our Facebook page. It's called We Macro Rail. Focus Stacking with We Macro. It's a macro group, and it is incredible, the images that are on this. So she may even be on here.
Yeah, so if you guys reach out to Jim at jimvoter.com or twins at photofactspodcast.com and ask to be added to the We Macro Rail,
yes. She's on there already.
Huh. Maybe she saw something on there.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, we're going in 37 minutes. I think that covers the Christmas stuff pretty good. But we're going to try and do another podcast next week. I mean, I think we really should.
Yeah, we should.
It's important.
Yeah.
But
what day is that?
It's the 29th.
Okay.
So it's before. It'll be our pre-New Year's Eve. So speaking of New Year's Eve, what are we doing for next year? What kind of tips of productivity or goal setting or... Have you even sort of thought about that yet?
I have not thought about that, but I just thought about something just now that I could that I could do. I've been wanting to do.
Okay, because I want to know about. Someone asked me today about life coaches, and I know that.
I did that once. Yeah.
Accountant was doing life coaching.
No, not my accountant. It was. Somebody I've met at a networking group. Yeah, she spoke at our networking group, so I hit her up, but it was $250 a month, and I needed that to go somewhere else. So, I mean, the plan was three months. The plan was 3 months anyway, but I could have continued it after that. But she was just freaking awesome. Very down to earth. Her name is Ashley. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I can't remember the name. If you're interested in a life, if you're local here in Oklahoma City, I can share that as well on the Facebook page.
Perfect.
But I'm going to go share this
We Macro
thing.
Okay.
So, as far as what I wanted to do next week or next year, well, it is next week.
Well, because you're thinking about it. Yeah.
I was thinking about, Well, I don't know how specific I should get, but I mean, trying to do a subscription with some of my customers. try to create some kind of a security subscription
based service
for them
and for your real estate photography clients.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be a great idea, because that way you could have a certain amount of money that you know is going to come in for income, and that you can plan and budget for. Yeah. That's one of the biggest problems we have in our industry, is not having that
residual income or recurring
income.
Yeah,
you know, everything's all fine and dandy at the beginning of the month, and then towards the end of the month, it's like, oh, I got to scramble.
But if you can work it out with your client, one of your clients, that they retain you, basically is what they're doing, you and guarantee you work, then you, and I'm sure tons of photographers do it. I'm sure they do. Just write a contract and say, this is a 6 month or year
or whatever.
Yeah. My 6 month or year, annual agreement to be paid monthly or weekly or whatever. That is probably a good business move, I think, if you're able to do that. I mean, I should do that.
but you're doing that.
Yeah, I am, but I want to do more.
Yes, you had great success with one client.
Yeah.
And that definitely is opening the doors for the possibility for other clients, because it's already a proven thing in your business.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty awesome.
Yep. I have other clients that I'm thinking about doing that with.
Trying to approach.
Yep.
Great. Let's see.
What about you?
I want to revamp my website. I really haven't done too much to it, and I really want to be more diligent about doing blog posts. I talk about it all the time. I know that there's a lot of pluses and minuses to blog posting or blogging
or
whatever the case may be. I feel that it has to be somewhat helpful, at least in keyword searches for your website, and I don't know. I feel that's important for me. I'd like to just change it around, update some of the work on there, just because there's images that I'm extremely happy with that are on my website that are probably, 6 or 7 years old.
I mean, yeah, and what great website service is this on?
Oh, this would be on Squarespace.
We're not sponsored, but...
But we would like to be.
You've actually kind of worked it out or worked not trick the system, but you've done work some workaround to have more than one website on there.
Yes, that's correct. The only thing is you can't have different templates. So once you're locked into that one template for the entire website, you just kind of create a hidden website within that main one, but you can't change the template.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only drawback. So I actually have one account that has a main website and then a sub website inside of that. And then I have a complete separate one for the Trawick Images workshops.
Yeah.
So I can have a different template.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the website and blogging and then education. I want to do a lot more education in 2020. So I think all the plans that I had for different workshops that I want to have, I'm just going to do them. And if it fails, it fails. And if I succeed, I succeed. I just
fail at doing workshops?
Fail in the sense of, like, you know, when you do a workshop, it's speculation. I mean, I could sit there and say, hey, I'm going to teach you everything about lighting in, 3-hour class, and it's, $115, and then you pray and hope that someone signs up.
Yeah, and then you have 3 or 4 people in the audience. Yeah.
Right, then you have 3 or 4 people in there, and you barely make enough to cover the place you're going to rent.
So let me... Just correct what I'd said about the macro users group. It's actually called We Macro Users Focus Stacking, not Macro Rail.
Oh, that's a long one.
We Macro Rail is actually the product that's owned by the We Macro Users Group. So it's basically whoever uses We Macro.
Oh, okay.
It's the users group focus stacking or whatever.
So they have an automatic rail for focus stacking?
I do not even know. If you go to wemacro.com, WeMacro
Rail,
I think that's what it's called. Anyway, just Google it. I'll find the right group, and I will put it on the show notes, or I'll give it to Robert. So anyway, Robert, you were talking about things that you want to do for next year for 2020?
Yeah, I think that's probably the main stuff. Work on the website. I want to do some more education workshops, and then we need to get back on our weekly.
We need to do a better job of
our weekly videos.
Recurring. Oh, videos. Oh, yeah.
Remember our little videos?
Well, let alone the podcast, but our little podcast videos. Yeah, I haven't, you've done more than me. I need to put something out. But
I think I've only done two more than you.
Oh, really?
So it's not like it's a huge amount.
Well, the only ones that the reason why I've put it off is because they're not as easy. The ones that I want to do are not as easy as just pulling out my phone and start recording, because I want to do some the computer, like
screen sharing.
Yeah. So screen recording and do something like that, just for tips or whatever. So there was something specific. I got to look in my notes and see what I was going to do, but I want to do another video that's some stuff like that on the screen on the computer.
Yeah, you're gonna have to open up for her. Snorri girl got up. We had to let her out because she had to go potty. And now she's coming back. Come on, Lily. And now she's back in here. It should probably take roughly about 3 to 5 minutes, and she'll lay back down and start snoring again.
Okay, so that about wraps it up.
I think that about wraps it up. So we definitely want you guys to come check out the podcast website. And Jim and I have been discussing the feasibility of creating another website for the Photo Facts podcast.
Yeah, a complete different website from the episodes, but correct, to have an actual place. So maybe give us your thoughts. We'll do a post on the Facebook page. Give us your thoughts if you think we should stick with the Facebook page and the website for the episodes, or should we create another website that has more specific content on it, and maybe sponsors, not sponsors, but vendors, that we can, that we use,
yeah.
And something like that, or should we just stick with the Facebook page and the
I'm voting for episode. Even if it's just a single page,
a little informational,
a little bio for you, a little bio for me. And then that would be a good place too, that we could like link our YouTube videos,
mm-hmm,
and the podcast episodes, the Facebook channel, some of our partners that we work with like Rode.
So if it's just a page, that'd be an easy thing to do on just about any platform.
But we'd still like to hear your comments, because we'd like to have a little bit more interaction.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is put that on there, so maybe get some feedback.
I'd love some feedback.
All right.
Okay, so I think that wraps it up. So happy Christmas to you, and we'll be back soon. And just because it's the Christmas holiday, I'm going to play you a little special tune.
Okay, but before we do that, let's close out with the fact that, we don't have our usual bumper, but find us at, find Robert.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that because we don't have the bumper.
Yeah.
All right, so find Robert at TreywickImages.com and TreywickImagesWorkshops.com, and Jim Felder at?
JimFelder.com, and that's it.
No, you have others.
I do. JimFelder.com, and
I thought didn't you have Oklahoma Headshots?
No, if I did, it would go straight to the JimFelder.com. Well, I don't have that. No, you have that. Yeah, that was a great outro thing. So
that was pretty good.
Yeah,
I may just clip that off the end. Okay, so the reason that the outros are different is because we're using
a different
board at my place.
Yeah. He set up a different button.
So it's a different board. This is board two.
So anyway.
So it's all good to go. And then Jim has his program with like all the cool bumpers. And maybe we'll sit down and record some new ones just for fun.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that's it. Episode is done. We're going to go ahead and, I'm sorry.
Yeah, take it away. Tell what you were going to tell.
Okay. Earlier. All right. Yeah. So, while I was loading up the carts in the Rodecaster Pro at the house, I ran across a Feliz Navidad song that my brother recorded. I was there, but it was the last time all my girls were together in 2013, except for Amy, because we didn't have Amy yet in our life. But it's so basically it's my nephew Nathan, my sister-in-law Michelle, Mark, my brother, Georgia, Shannon, Amber, and Terry's in the background, and we're singing Feliz Navidad. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll see you guys back before the new year.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Guys.
It's live. We're recording.
Okay.
This is a live show.
Oh, I didn't start. Hey, okay, go.
Visit our world headquarters at photofaxpodcast.com.